Okay, so everybody's good with me starting right now, right?
I guess, since fucking. What happened to Vinny?
Vinny wants to kill someone, so no, he won't be here.
Yeah, he's in violence. He's in violence mode right now, so
Oh,
we're just
God.
gonna walk away from that moment.
Maybe I don't fucking want, like, I shouldn't be posting up someone as up. I'm over here posting Yokai up the wazoo.
Oh, I was gonna say, I don't think that usually bothers him, and it's one of those, if he's pissed off with you, you'll know he's pissed off with you.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, shit.
So, he gave me my crest.
yeah, it was. I remember him mentioning, he's gotten his crest. I think he's only got a couple left or something like that.
I don't
I
know.
forgot. I haven't checked today. So.
Yeah, but I got Ty's Digicrest. I am the leader of the fucking Digidestined.
You are the
All right. Can I
courageous
just
one.
get? Okay, can I just get the one crest I want?
What one?
Reliability.
Reliability. He gave that to his friend Katie.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Fuck, of course. I will never. I don't.
He has the Digicrest
Give
of
me love,
Love.
so that way people would say you're gay.
Excuse me.
What came first, Digimon or the egg? I just came up with that.
Well, anyways, I'm gonna go ahead and start us up.
Alright. Well, that's not like you at all, Stan.
I'm in a weird mood today, so.
See, so it's not just all me. He's in a weird mood too. I'm savage. He's, eh.
Weird.
Hey, weird can be a good thing.
Yes, weird is a good, definitely a good thing.
So, anyways, yes, as you can hear, there's only the three of us tonight. So, of course, you have me, Kisuke Shihon. We also have Corey returning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And Tyler.
Here comes the boy!
And now we get sued.
Wait.
Yeah, right.
I'm joking.
But anyways, this is definitely all before E3, so we will be
No,
having
no,
an
no, no.
episode after E3 is over with.
No, wait. This is the future episode. E3 was freaking amazing, right, guys? I mean, you just gotta stop.
I went to E3. It was kind of crazy.
Kind of.
I teleported there, so and I got to meet
You
some really cool
teleport. Why
people. Yeah, I
didn't? When have you had this technology? I want to go to Wisconsin. Why are you keeping this from me?
Because it's my technology.
Because
You
of
must have.
raisins.
Because I use the Ether Stones.
Ether stones? What the fuck is the ether stone?
Final Fantasy, good son.
Sorry, I only played 13.
Ooh, you played the shit one.
I know. My friend said it was good, and I played it, and I was like, what am I playing?
So, anyways, we have quite a lot to go through this week.
We still have to cover freaking 2 weeks ago. Holy crap.
I know. I gotta log in to make sure. Like, my brain's going like, when was the last time we recorded? And I'm going like, 2 weeks ago?
I'll check the podcast right now.
Oh, I'm checking right now. Yeah, it went up on the first. Okay.
I'm over here dying because I can't breathe because the quality air I'm living in.
Okay, so in the time after we recorded, a lot of stuff went up. And that's not saying a lot, but at the same time, there was a ton of stuff that went available. For anyone who's in Europe or Australia who did not, and I repeat this, did not get a chance to get the Mew event, it unfortunately has ended for the reclaim again.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah, it unfortunately was en it ended on the 6th. And that is very sad because the code was actually kind of simple. It was just Mew 2016. I don't know if they give out the trainer letter to other countries as well. I just know specifically in the States they do. And if you missed the Mew event and you you have your trainer club account, and they send you the newsletter, there is a special code in there to get the Mew event if you did not get it in February. So I'm going to repeat that last part. If you already claimed it in February, it does not work. The new code will not work. It is the exact same event code, Pokemon. Now, with that, we got a lot of information about the Alola region. And there is a metric ton of this information.
Don't say metric.
Don't worry, kids. We'll cover all the information in a few short sentences. It's awesome.
It was beyond awesome. It was just a crazy drop. It makes the Superman ride at Six Flags look like a little kid's ride. We went from 0 to 60 in less than a second. My gummy worm looks like it's pooping.
Oh my god, is there something you don't freaking say on a...
Hold on a minute, I gotta drink my Coke.
Oh gosh, am I the only one who's normal?
You're savage.
Oh, that's right, I'm savage.
So, with the reveal that we got, I believe it was June 2nd. Was our first bit of information that got revealed to us. So, we were showcased some new Pokemon, revealing the legendaries, Solgaleo,
and Lunala.
First off, here's the typings. Woo! I'm losing my food.
Okay, in the words of EW Network or whatever.
What? It's not fire type.
No. Solgaleo is psychic steel type, meaning it's weak to fire.
And it's supposed to be eating fire. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, joy.
Watch, look it up on the computer, people.
Look it up on to the Sun and Moon website. Its ability is Full Metal Body. Let me shorten that down to Clear Body.
Full Clear Body.
It's the same effect as Clear Body. And Lunala is Psychic Ghost. This is the second Psychic Ghost legendary we've had.
Can you guys remember the first one?
Poopa.
Oh shit.
Poopa was our first Psychic Ghost. And the funniest thing is, if you listened to Game Explain, they couldn't remember Poopa.
That's okay, they couldn't remember any Steel Psychics.
What about Metagross? Oh yeah.
What about Bronzong? What about freaking...
What about Jirachi?
Jirachi, like... Seriously, they're just like, okay, we don't have a Steel Psychic.
Mm-hmm.
You never know, they really might change that and be like, oh shit, we messed up.
No, they never came back to apologize for it.
Well, they better.
They still haven't.
And they never will.
No, they won't.
So when is the treatment event for it?
I'm going to get to that in just a moment.
Oh, I actually don't know.
No, I know. I'm going to get to it because there's a little more details, and then I'm going to get to that one real quick.
Okay.
We did find out Lunala's ability is Shadow Shield, which, when it's at full HP and takes a hit, it reduces the amount of damage that it does.
Multi-scale!
Yeah, so I'm like, it's not an impressive ability, but it's... It's a nice name for it, though.
And we suck.
And they both, we did get the names of their signature attacks.
I know them.
Do okay. You?
Okay.
I know them.
Whoa, they want my call, the quality of the call for a second. It just nothing but static was coming through for a split second.
All right.
The robot.
All right. The names of the two new moves for the legendaries are Sunsteel Strike. It's a move that ignores the effects of the opponent's abilities, which is like, what ability? Mold Breaker? It's a Mold Breaker.
It basically will negate Wonder Guard, which is the only ability you really kind of seem to worry about ever.
Mm-hmm. And then Lunala's signature move is the Moon Geist Beam. It has the same effect.
Yep.
Get wrecked, kids.
Yeah, so, what's funnier, though, is when they showcased who the attacks were against, we know, that...
Uh-oh. He lost information.
What the heck? Okay. No, not that. My Skype was screwing up again. It just, like, lost the connection for a split second again. But the recording was still going, so I was just making sure.
Alright, so while we wait for Kisuke to fix, let's listen to some elevator music.
Lunala's attack went against Gengar and actually mentioned it's super effective. Now, in turn, that could mean that it's psychic attack, which would make sense because Gengar is still weak to psychic. So, we have possibility of only three types that it could be. The attack itself, which would be psychic, ghost, or dark. But more than likely, it's a psychic attack. When it came to Solgaleo's, it used it against Salamence, but it did not say that it was super effective or that it was not very effective. And if I remember correctly, I think doesn't Dragon resist steel?
No.
Okay, I can't remember. That's why I'm like, I don't remember off the top of my head what which.
Dragon resists like the elements except for ice.
Yeah.
Because dragons don't like the cold people.
Yeah, because they obviously haven't seen what was it?
Game of Thrones.
Google that.
Yeah, and we did find out who the actual professor is finally.
It's me, buddy.
It's a me, Kukui.
Shut the fuck.
Kukui is our professor, whom we kind of thought it was originally, but we weren't sure just because it's usually the professor that gives you your three starters, not someone else. And the professor does have an assistant. Lily. And she has been already kind of spoiled as she's going to be a major character in the story. And that kind of sucks that they ruined that with her little bio that she's going to be important. Because it would have been nice that, you know, they show us her and, you know, don't emphasize her importance. But once you did, it's like, okay, what is exactly her importance now? Because the other thing with her is she does not like Pokemon fighting each other.
Pacifist and... Wait, what?
And wait, what?
I have no idea.
Yeah, and... we also got our rival's name, which unfortunately I can never remember how to pronounce. I honestly am not even going to try because different pronunciations because of Hawaiian dialect is actually quite different.
Wait, who?
Our rival's name.
Oh, how?
Yeah, thank you.
Hoku. That's basically who it is. Hoku, Japanese trailer.
Yeah, which also in the Japanese trailer we did get the name of the main island. I don't remember the name of the main island. Or the island we start on, because they actually did name it.
Oh, they did?
In the Japanese trailer, yes.
It's Cancun!
Hold on, I'll look it up.
Yeah, see, we also
going to Alcatraz Island!
We also did get confirmation of the fact that the Pokedex actually has a Rotom living inside of it.
And it talks to you.
Yes, it hands talks. The goods.
It's like the actual Dexter from the anime.
Yeah, but much more of a smartass. I'm gonna skip over like the new Pokemon that were kind of revealed in the trailer, just because we got that information a week later of who they were. But for E3, it has been confirmed that Pokemon Sun and Moon will be featured on Nintendo Treehouse Live at E3 on June 14th, which features new information and developer stories. Then, on the 15th, there will be the Pokemon Go Q&A. And E3 2016's Pokemon Special on June 16th. So, we will be coming back for an episode after all of that, because we are going to have a large amount of information. So, that includes, you know, Pokemon Go, which more than likely one of the Q&A questions is going to be, when is it coming out? When they're done. I know that's going to be the exact answer is when we're done. see. Okay, here it is. Okay. The island one that we end up on is the Mele Mele island.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
hold up a minute.
Merry Christmas to you.
Guys, oh. Pokemon Japan YouTube just put up a new video.
Oh, son of a...
Alright, pause it! Hold on, let's put the elevator music on. We gotta freaking check this out.
I'm gonna let you guys check it out while I continue to go through my stuff real quick, because...
Send me the link.
Hold on, let me just check real quick and I'll let you know.
Yeah, so, the Pokedex for the Alola region is actually split into four sections. So the Mele Mele Dex is the first island we're on. So that's its Japanese name. Do not know if that's going to translate to the U.S. name, but we'll find out more as time goes on. The Rotom Dex also has a QR scanner feature. Which allows you to scan specific QR codes and get Pokemon information to add to your dex. As such, if you've caught a Pokemon and your friend hasn't caught it yet, then it will, you can share the QR code that your game will generate, and it will help your friend locate that Pokemon, or it'll add the information to their dex. So it is good to help. So it is more of a game where they're trying to incorporate helping each other. The problem is Skype is being a bitch tonight. it really is, because every like few minutes it's stuttering on me, and it's actually affecting my recorder. And I don't see why. I have a perfect connection tonight. So, I'm sorry if you guys hear, like, stuttering in the recording at all. I will try to keep that down to a minimum after all the editing I do, but there's just going to be a lot of it I'm not going to catch in time. But with the QR thing, there came the question, is there going to be a limit to the number of QR codes you can scan, or is there, you know, or are you going to be able to scan them all in a single day? Because we know somebody will go on the internet and they will give out all the QR codes.
All 800 and something.
All 800 plus.
Okay, so the video that Pokemon Company Japan put up on their YouTube is just something for Pokenshi, but it is going to be June 19th, so... Probably not going to reveal anything. I can't read Japanese. Hey, Google, can you translate this shit for me, please?
Well, my friend who's from Japan.
Translate to English. Here we go. It says, Pokemon of the House of Gather trailers. Wait, what? Oh, it's the they're showing the trailer for the new Pokemon movie.
Which comes out next month in Japan on the 16th. So, hold on. I'm reading something real quick. And, okay, the Mew event, it did stop on the 6th for Europe, but then it was reactivated. So, if you enter the code Mew 2016, and you'll get the 20th anniversary Mew from back in February. It's only available until the end of the month. So, June 30th is the last day to claim it. In Japan, though, they did have a Pokemon election over the past few months.
I saw who won.
Yeah, the one who won, I'm actually not disappointed in. I'm actually kind of surprised.
My favorite Pokemon!
Yeah, the winner of it was Greninja. Second place was Arceus.
I didn't see the second place.
Third place was Mew.
Oh my gosh.
Fourth place was Pikachu.
These picks, people, come on!
Fifth was Sylveon, and in last place, Semisear.
Okay, I'm done. Bye, guys.
And now we've lost Tyler.
For anyone who was who participated in the Pokemon Johto Classic Battle Competition online, you can claim your Whitney's Miltank.
Oh god, no. No one take that Miltank. I will literally destroy you.
So, yeah, that Miltank is just... It literally is basically a carbon copy of her Miltank. So, have fun with that. The next TCG set...
Oh yes, I've seen this.
Yeah, Steam Siege.
Someone buy me booster packs right now.
Which they will be... It will... Let's see. Did the set confirm that the set will be legal for use at Worlds. So that set will be current legal there at Worlds. That's kind of good and bad. There will be dual type cards again, which haven't been around since 2010.
I have one of the dual type cards, or some of the dual type cards.
Yeah, the break cards in it that look like they're going to be topping is Xerneas, Yveltal, Yanmega, Talonflame, Pyroar, Klotzer, and... Don't fuck with me, Skype. I swear to God.
Let's see, where were you at? Klotzer
and Hydreigon.
And then it'll have six new Pokemon EX cards. Steelix EX. Mega Steelix EX. Wow, that's hard for my lips. This
Magearna?
What? A Magearna card? Oh my god. And...
Yeah.
Volcanion's gonna be in there too. And then the Gardevoir EX.
And her Mega.
Also has... Yeah.
So...
More Gardevoir EX? Are you fucking kidding me?
I want my shiny Mega Gardevoir EX from the Radiance Collection, damn it.
We have two so far?
Let me just back you mine.
Oh. Fuck you.
Oh, and, Pokemon... Gaole.
Wait, where are you looking at now?
It's the new, oh, it's the new arcade game that's basically taking over Pokemon Treta's place.
Oh, yeah, and it comes out July 7th, people.
Now, what's funnier about that is that they already announced that the Magearna that you can get from it has a QR code that will allow her to be put into your game. Into Sun and Moon. And if I'm right, it's only into the decks, though. Before the before her event comes out.
Special disc, just like Pokemon Treta.
Yep. Oh yeah, I think I see. We already talked about the Mew event for everyone. The only difference for people who get it through the newsletter, like North America, the Trainer Club newsletter, is that your code doesn't expire until August 31st. The Pokemon International Challenge June tournament, the reward for it will be a shiny Mewtwo with the Mewtwo Knight Y stone and it's going to be at level 100 and has the moves Psy Strike, Shock, Psychic, not Shock, Recover, and Aura Sphere. And if I also remember correctly, I believe the site actually said it'll also have its hidden ability. So ooh, it'll have the Unnerve ability.
I can't eat berries, guys.
It's staring at me.
I'm freaked out.
Sounds like a personal problem to me.
And now this
Yeah, me too scared.
And this now brings us to the recent Koro Koro information.
Oh, sizzity snap.
Now, with this information, we got a lot of information, and then we ended up with a trailer of a certain Pokemon and its two forms.
No, not that.
Whoops.
So, what we're going to go through is really quickly on this before we actually get to, like, our hopes for E3 and everything else with after all this information we've been given. But the
are we doing predictions again?
Well, not necessarily predictions, but more of like what we're expecting with what we've seen so far. And with what we've seen, we've gotten a lot seen. Jesus. Okay, we're back. I'm sorry about that, guys. In the recording, of course, you're going to hear a huge difference in tone from what it was to what it is now, but Skype decided to go. I quit and just dropped on me.
It was such a freaking huge, like drama. Like, we were like, wait, what's he going to say? All of a sudden, Skype drops. And we're like, what the heck?
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, we were just getting started with the new information from Koro Koro. And I'm going to go through that right now as it is. We were introduced to two new Pokemon.
One that we've already seen, but they never gave us the name.
Yes, see, the first one. The first one up on the list right now is Nekoala. Yeah, I have a feeling its name will be changed when we get it in English. But basically, it is the half-awake Pokemon, which is normal type, and its ability is Defiant Sleep, which this ability is actually kind of interesting in the fact that only sleep can be inflicted to it.
Yeah, me and Vinny were talking about that when he was here.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good thing that the only thing that can affect it is sleep, which means you can put sleep talk or snore on this thing and you're pretty much set.
Your wrecking teams would just
And then the little dog Pokemon that we saw in the trailer not too long back
is Uwanko,
and it's a rock type. It's not normal. It's rock.
It's artificial, bitch.
And its abilities are Keen Eye or Vital Spirit.
And it's classified as the puppy Pokemon.
Yep. And that's all we know about these two right now.
Actually, there's a little bit more information.
Well, no, well, that's... I'm going to get to that because that also involves somebody else. Or some others. the next little thing, though, which we'll get to real quick, is the... okay. See, for Japan, the election Pokemon, they'll get from the movie when it's released. And it's going to be Greninja with Protein ability. Or Protein, I don't remember how to pronounce it
Protean.
Anymore. The Protean, thank you. I'm sorry, my brain just goes, ability, who cares. And it will have Hydro Cannon, Gunk Shot, Mat Block, and Happy Hour.
Whoa, wait, what?
Yes.
I never heard of such a move.
Happy Hour, if I remember correctly, it increases the amount of prize money you can earn.
Dude, I'll drink to that.
So, also the attendees of the movie will receive the Pokemon Gaole, which I know I'm probably saying it incorrectly, but when I was listening to the freaking trailer, that's what it sounded like. So I'm saying it wrong, and I know I'm saying it wrong. So do forgive me. But you will get the disc that has a QR code that will be scanned to get Magearna in your Pokemon Sun and Moon. Oh, okay. This is not just actually putting it in your dex. This is actually getting it. Period. It will have its ability Soul Heart and a new move called Flare Cannon, which I know I said that, I probably said that wrong, because the original name of it was something different and then it got changed. And it'll be found at level 50. With the Flower Cannon, Flash Cannon, Lucky Chant, and Happy Hour. So, now the next little thing, which was what kind of was getting hinted at earlier, was the fact that Korokoro has hinted that Rowlet, Litten, Popplio, and Iwanko all hide a secret. We have no idea what it is yet, because that's all they've done is just hinted at the fact that there's a secret.
I know the secret. It's a secret tunnel.
There you go.
I had to pull out that avatar.
Oh, lords. But we have a little bit more information. During the Taiwan National Championships, the first footage of Zygarde 10% form and Zygarde complete form were shown. The footage showed them using various attacks. The 10% form changed into the complete form when its health was in a pinch. So, basically when it was getting into the red is when it changed into the complete form. See, the 10% form's ability is known as Swarm Change in Japan, and the complete form's known as Core Punisher. So, which then, see, complete form. The complete form's move is called Core Enforcer here in the U.S. And so instead of Core Punisher, it's Core Enforcer out here. We also finally got a look at Thousand Arrows and Thousand Waves, which was used by Zygarde's 10% form.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that brings up a couple of questions, because we saw the 10% go from literally the 10% form straight to the complete form. What happened to the 50% form?
I had to put it away in the PC because no one wanted it.
I know, I feel so bad for that thing. So, there's not much else at the moment other than that bit of information, and like I said, I kind of want to, you know, have a better idea of what might be at E3, but at the same time, with what we've seen so far, we're going to see a bit of this stuff re-shown, but probably with a bit of a better understanding. Like, I would like to see them show at the E3 event what secret the starters are hiding. Because when we see that, that would also then give us an idea of what Iwanko is hiding as well. But hearing Magearna's ability being Soul Heart, we have no idea what the ability does at all. So, I mean, it sounds like it's kind of what Ash Greninja has done, is literally a connection between the two. But we really honestly do not know that much details. And I'm really hoping for more details soon, because, you know, seeing Zygarde in its 10% form in the video game finally, but then also realizing that it went from the 10% form to straight into the complete form without going into the form we're all familiar with, you know, leaves a lot of questions. But at the same time, I know we're going to have another big trailer at Worlds.
Yeah.
Which is only a couple months away. Which is actually surprising now to realize it's like it's just months away. It's not like almost half a year away. It's literally just months down the line now. I would like to go out there to Worlds, but I don't think I'll be able to make it this year. Just due to the fact that I might not be able to get the time off. It looks like I should be getting work soon. But I am going to let them know I did have something planned for that weekend. And I'm going to see if I can get it off already because it was already pre-planned. But if not, then we'll see about getting you out here, Tyler, in October.
All right.
At least for PokeCon. Because by then I should have everything set up for that event. And here's hoping that Worlds next year is in Hawaii. Because if it's in Hawaii, if it's going to be there, I got at least one friend I need to call.
Oh, dude, I know who you're talking about.
Well, yeah, him, especially him. I really want to call him so that way he can kind of like point me to where it would be a good place to, you know, get a hotel for, you know, not a high expensive price. Because I would love to go to Worlds in Hawaii, and I will take one of my best friends with me. Just because that person will have that time actually off from work. So I figured have them go with me. We can hang out when Worlds isn't going on. And when Worlds is going on, be a part of it. Because I am planning for next year to be more into the competitive side. I took this year to kind of adjust to moving, and now that I've adjusted, I'm going to get more stern in training for Worlds next year.
And I'm going to be in bed for Worlds next year.
Your ass better be trying to get out there too.
What, to Worlds in Hawaii?
Yeah. Come on, it's a good vacation.
Kid, I can't. If anything, I have to bring my mom. She's never been to Hawaii.
Well, think about it this way. If you can get yourself to get into Nationals, and, you know, at least claim a good, decent spot in Nationals, you can secure the money to go to Worlds. You don't even have to get, like, a high spot. You just need to get a decent spot.
Yeah, me get a decent spot. That's like me trying to get a girlfriend.
Wow,
it's, you know, that bad.
Weirder things have happened.
Oh, I know what I did wrong.
You subtracted 2 when you should have added 4.
No, I fucking messed up on the. So now my site should be working.
No, oh, yeah, that's right. You're still doing web design, aren't you?
Yeah, I fucking hate it. Straight up fucking anger right there.
You fucking hate it, but the sad part is it makes money.
Yeah, it does. It works. Round of applause, everybody. That's how I got the fucking website to work. It's all in gibberish, because that's what they fucking want me to do.
At least you do... wait, are you using Dreamweaver by chance?
No, because they won't let us touch Dreamweaver.
But be thankful. Dreamweaver was a bitch and a half when it first came out.
Why can't I fucking send this to you guys in fucking Facebook? You know what? Fuck it. Skype it.
I'll Skype you.
This is to test it on phones, by the way, too.
Ah.
Like, if you really want to...
It just changed what it looked like on the stupid thing. Come on.
But, here's here's the actual site I'm working on.
Oh, I was about to say this. I can't read what it says.
Well, that's because it's gibberish. You're supposed to do that. It's where you add text later.
Mm-hmm. I know. I remember web code. Anyways,
wait a minute, what is happening?
I'm actually hoping, though, for one thing from all the E3 stuff, because we didn't even touch on this originally, was Pokemon Go. I'm hoping that they give us some more solid information, like how much longer we might have to wait.
Because... I can't say. Fuck.
Oh, hi. The site loaded finally, but...
If everything looks off balance, it's because you have to zoom in on the site more.
Oh, no, it actually looks fine.
Okay.
I know that the gibberish is supposed to be in there, but it actually looks pretty good.
Oh, I sent you my other one, my other site, the one I'm actually working on.
Take a moment to load, but yeah.
What the fuck was that all about? Did it? Did it? Sound like
NFL. Super Bowl.
Yeah, it looks actually looks pretty good.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's. That's actually pretty good work, man.
I'm so dumb freaking web design now, and I have to do it, I think, one more time. Like, I gotta take one more class for it.
Yeah.
And then I'll...
But
off topic, everyone. Back to Pokemon. Let's go. Freaking GG for next week.
Well, the funniest thing is, like, with you doing web design and having to, like, kind of incorporate for mobile users... you kind of see the constraints of, like, how developers would have to make even apps, you know, more compatible to that kind of thing where, you know, there's a lot of restraints, a lot of restrictions, and you gotta code everything just right or else it kind of falls apart. Yeah. So, you know, you have some more experience where a lot of people don't have that kind of experience. Don't get me wrong, it's like, I would love to hear Pokemon Go, you know, at least say how well the beta testing has gone all over the world, because, you know, they've been in beta testing for, what, 4 months now? 4 or 5 months almost?
And we didn't get picked.
No, but you know what, I don't really care.
Excuse me?
Hey, I didn't. I know I didn't.
I can't say.
Yeah, I know.
You laid down the laws.
Oh, I know.
Wait, what? You were chosen?
He was chosen.
Hey, I can't disclosure that.
He can't disclose anything. You already did. He can't literally disclose any information about it online while we're recording. But...
Okay, we're gonna edit that out then. I'm going to edit this out because we're going to talk about it. No. Bless you.
Fuck you.
Pokemon Go confirmed from...
Yeah, it's like... there have been a lot of people leaking, like, the beta links. Like, gosh. How to get the app through the beta, but... don't ever follow those links because...
It's a virus.
If you actually are careful enough and... You know, use your computer knowledge correctly, you'll notice a fake link when you see it.
Yep.
And there was only one chosen.
But anyways, I would figure, you know, a lot of people from California would get picked just for the fact that California does have a lot of different terrain altogether.
I think that's the reason, like everyone I know got picked.
Nice.
Like everyone around me, we're just like, what the fuck?
Uh-huh. I bet you the East Coast and West Coast got picked quite a lot. But it's very sparse inside.
People don't want the middle coast to get any shit.
Okay, not all at once, guys.
Well, like we've said, because of regionals and things like that. You know, the Midwest kind of gets fucked. We get nothing, usually.
Let's say you guys get nationals.
Not really. If I'm right, nationals is moving away from where it usually is.
Oh, yeah, because it's in Ohio now.
Mm-hmm. It's moving, because,
Wait a fucking minute. Why is my friend coming to California during the time that it's fucking happening in his state? Nationals. What? I'm going to fucking message him right now. You fucking retard. What are you doing? Don't come to Cali yet.
Well, anyways, like I said, though, there's a lot of
things going on. Sorry.
A lot of things that are going to go on for E3. One of my biggest expectations is getting more Pokemon Go information.
What did I just watch?
Oh, great. Oh, great, Skype.
Oh, okay. Is it doing it again?
Skype signed out, and I'm still recording. I still hear you guys.
Oh, dude, I've had that happen to me before.
Yeah, it's happened to me before, too.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say this, and I don't care if this ever gets out to Microsoft, but you guys fucked Skype up so much when you bought them out.
Yeah, that's why I'm switching over to Discord.
I'm going to find something that records better. I'm going to find something else because Skype is pissing me off, and I would like to find something that I can use on my little computer instead, because I like my little system more than my big tower system, as I call it now, because my little one I do so much with, and even with it, it's been unplugged this whole time that we've been recording. And I'm not even 50% down on my battery.
Nice.
I have to replace the fan I have to replace the fan in my Toshiba. I have to upgrade the memory to it. I mean, basically, when I get down to what I have to put into my computer just to run Skype without, you know, RAM issues, I have to put in almost enough to that I should just be buying a new system. And I don't really want to buy a new system.
What?
So what I'm going to probably end up doing... So what I'm going to probably end up doing when I can get my work is I'm going to buy a micro tower, or basically it's a micro PC that I can hook up to my my TV.
Seriously, why? Okay, I understand there's people that like Skyrim, but why are you doing a remake of that?
That's the same reason why I asked the question of this. Square Enix, why the fuck are you remastering Final Fantasy XII? Dude, get me wrong, it did have a lot of acclaimed praise and everything else, but after I've played the game, it is a literal drag at the very beginning. And in order to get some of the good stuff out of it, it is boring as fuck to get past the beginning couple hours.
This generation is known as the generation of remakes, because we ran out of fucking ideas.
I hate to put it this way, Pokemon Company's done it.
I know, that's what I'm saying, like, holy crap, I've never experienced... Well, that's because I can't say anything anymore, never mind.
In my case, let's see. Kingdom Hearts 1.5...
Oh god, don't even start.
Kingdom Hearts 2.8. Kingdom Hearts. Not Kingdom Hearts. You know, but you get the idea. Square Enix is one of the few companies that is. That really milks the idea of a remaster. Like Final Fantasy X and X-2.
See, the only game that I actually liked a remake of was Halo Combat Evolved, or some. Okay, Nar, you can shut up too. But that Halo, like, the fact that, like, they did it, like, I'd say they did it right, because the fact that there's a one button in that whole game where you could alternate between the graphics back when the first Halo came out and then the graphics you have now. So it's like, It was like a really cool concept. Mm-hmm. But like, the fact that like everyone's like, oh, fucking remakes, let's go.
Well, my biggest one that Square Enix kind of effed up their whole company with was when they showed for the PS2 Final Fantasy VII and then just kind of waited until like just recently to announce, yeah, you know that thing we showed you guys as a tech test demo for the system? Yeah, we're gonna finally do it because we're tired of the death threats and all the other letters that you constantly send us with bombs and other things in it.
Gosh,
it's like I'm not saying that that's actually what happens, but it's the way it makes it feel is like, did the fan base threaten you guys finally enough to make you guys go like, you know, we've already done Final Fantasy X and X-2 as a remaster twice. You know what? Let's finally give them what they asked for. But I am so gonna be happy when Worlds is over with this year. Because in my case, my case and Sean's case, technically, if he did join VGCs, we would be practicing for Sun and Moon's VGC circuit, because when we will finally get one close to us, it'll be the first time in I think winter we might get ours close to us, but it's still gonna be like a state or two over. Did we lose him?
Me?
I'm.
He's alive. He's alive.
Sorry, I'm over here typing, like sending in my assignments because I was doing it during the whole podcast. By the way.
Oh yeah, I know. That's why, you know, I've always told you, you know, school is gonna get in the way of coming onto the podcast. Don't worry, you know, school is. I will always say is more important.
And that was another thing where I was telling you I might not be able to make it, but I was like, okay, I got this. Like,
yeah, that is my biggest philosophy, and it always will remain that way. Is that schooling is more important than anything else. And this is coming from somebody who, unfortunately, I say this kind of heavy-hearted, and I was never going to be able to graduate high school due to the fact of what my counselor did to me in high school.
Who needs a beat-down time?
What it was he never thought I was actually good enough to get into the algebra class that I needed.
Wow.
Yeah, and even though my teachers that were, you know, my mathematics teachers, they were showing he's acing these tests. Whenever when he brings the homework in, he's aced that. He's got his assignments done within 5 minutes of class starting. He's helping the other students in the classroom finish their assignments, and they're getting better grades with his help. You know, he's not like giving them the answers, he's giving them shortcuts and getting the right answers. He's doing our job for us, and you're wanting him to stay in our class, and it's not benefiting him. And so basically it came down to, at the time I was 17, so basically if I wanted to, I could just drop out of high school and go into adult education and finish my high school diploma there. Or move to another school, and this was the big question that I asked. Will I get the class I need to graduate? And their answer was an astounding no. So, wow. I dropped out of high school. I went to the adult education center. And they took all my credits and reallocated them correctly to where they're supposed to be. And basically, I had to take two classes. One was algebra, and the other was basically U.S. history. And then 4 months later, I graduated.
Holy shit.
I graduated before my senior class that I would have been a part of. So, I mean, you know, it sounds like I'm saying, you know, drop out of school and go do it somewhere else. No. For me, it was basically I was being screwed over and there was no help. There was going to be no help for me. So I did what I had to do in order to graduate. And that's why I say schooling is extremely important. I admit most of my life I kind of skimmed through school, not caring. But when it came to high school, I felt challenged. I felt like, you know, it's an actual test of what I know. And it made me feel better. Granted, I've never finished college. I started in general studies and I kind of just left college because to me, college was boring. But I went straight into working after all that. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to finish certain courses to get certain degrees, but at the same time right now, it's just not an option for me.
Yeah, for me, it was like, as soon as I graduated high school, my parents were like, oh, you're going to college. And it's like, wait, what? Like, immediately after I graduated. And yeah. I just like, this, so I just blew off community college, and yeah. And now I'm going to a university, like, 5 years later.
Yeah, sometimes that's what it takes.
Or, actually, 2009, so 7 years later.
But, I mean, I know this is way off topic and this is more of a serious thing, but I want this to be in the podcast because if anyone ever tells you that going to school, you're never going to amount to anything.
Or it's a waste of time or BS or all that crap.
The best thing you can do to prove them wrong is finish what you start. If you're...
Look at this way. Look at this, people. If the people that created Pokemon never graduated high school or never finished their degree, what would your Pokemon be? How do you like now, biz niche?
That's kind of a bad example.
Sorry, you can edit that out then.
No. I'm only saying that because one of the... If I'm right, the actual founder of Nintendo never actually graduated high school.
Well, I didn't say Nintendo. I said freaking
Pokemon. You gotta remember, without him... Pokemon would never have became what it is.
You're talking about Iwata?
Yeah. He never graduated, if I remember correctly.
Well, I'm gonna look him up real quick.
But I did. I know somebody important in the entire Nintendo family, which even related into Pokemon, did not graduate high school. He had to drop out.
Iwata, and then apparently a gun pops up. Yes, that's what I wanted. How do you spell his name?
But I mean, even then, it's like he still ended up teaching himself a lot of things that have made such great impacts in the world now. But the one thing I was going to say earlier, though, was if you are someone who is in the competitive side of Pokemon and you want to keep furthering your education, if you win a chance to gain a scholarship from the Pokemon company, by all means, I suggest you take it.
You'll be a Pokemon professor before you know it.
Yeah, and you know, like I've always said, and I'm an avid person for this, is education is a very important thing. I see it all around me with some of the people I've worked with who dropped out of high school, never even went back to get their degree, you know, to get their diploma or even their GED, and you can really tell nowadays, and I do feel bad for those people because some of them grew up where schooling was a lot easier. Where specific things you have to know nowadays, you didn't have to know back then. Like computer technology skills, even very basic typing skills, you didn't have to have like you do now. Even in some schools, you have to know how to use computers or even tablets, depending on where you're going to school. And, you know, the school tracks all the information that goes through those devices, and it's just one of those things where I don't like that idea that, you know, the school has such access to your information. Even though it is school property, it's still a very uncomfortable feeling because that brings up the idea of the literal paranoia of some people, you know, the big brother always watching, you know, thing with the government. And it's like, it's not really that the government started it, it's just the fact that your parents are the ones that originally started the idea of somebody's always watching you to try and keep you from doing something stupid that can cause you severe problems in your life. But that's all way off topic. That's for an entirely different type of podcast. Which,
serious time with the manga cast.
It sounds like he did graduate high school, because it said after high school he was admitted to a university, or an institute, I should say.
Well, that's why I say, I'm not sure who it is specifically, but I know it's one of our gaming founders that's related to the Pokemon Company or Game Freak. I don't remember who specifically.
Okay. Sorry.
No, that's alright. I mean, it does give us some information that I was maybe misinformed on, but I do remember somebody specifically did not graduate high school because he had to return home and help out his family. I don't know if
If it was that, then by all means, people.
Yeah. By all means, if your family is in that desperate need of having you there, yes, your family's still important, but when you get the chance to go back to school. Believe me, it's very helpful.
Finish what you started! Dun, dun, dun!
Yes, and maybe after all the stuff with E3 is over with, we might jump back to being on Corey's podcast again for the other gaming stuff.
Did you ever put that up?
No. Dude, that was a freaking big ass file.
I kept saying, right. I kept saying, oh, edit that out.
Yeah, so
put that up, please. I got friends who want to see that.
Okay.
Yeah, when it goes up, I know it'll be in my feed from your channel. Which, hopefully everything will go great, and maybe the next time we record for E3 with all the details they give us, I might be able to turn this podcast into a video cast as well as an audio.
Ooh, we got video peoples.
Yeah, where we'll go ahead and analyze everything we got and kind of come up with our own assumptions.
Let's bring out the old analysis machine.
Yeah, I won't use that line. Trust me.
I won't either. Let's do this! Analysis, let's go!
Yep. So we'll just crack out the old Porygon and see what analytics we can find.
Oh gosh. Now that's freaking copyright.
Not exactly. Who dares use an analytic Porygon? No one. No one ever. But yeah, so we hope E3 will be an eye-opener, especially for Pokemon Go. If nothing else, it will give us maybe a few new Pokemon to look at, or even some new attacks to look at. But the one thing I would like to know when we're going to get is Volcanion. When are we going to get the international release for it? Because I was thinking about giving Smeargle Steam Eruption. It's a lot better than Scald. It's a hell of a lot more powerful.
I'll be right back real quick.
Yes, sis. So anyways. And two, we should be seeing the new team sometime soon, actually.
Maybe E3 will show it.
It'll either be at E3 or we'll see it at Worlds.
Either one. I just want to see the damn team.
Mm-hmm. Because if you saw my desktop background for my little computer, not my little computer, but my recording system, it has Team Rocket, Galactic, Plasma, Aqua, Magma, and Flare, all the female grunts, just in this cute design. And it's been my wallpaper for my bigger computer for a while because it's just adorable. But with that, guys, I think I'm going to go ahead and call this podcast to an end, because this is definitely going to be over an hour once I put it all together.
Dun, dun, dun.
But, you know, I'm going to keep the very end part in because, to me, that is something important to have talked about, and I really don't ever get many times where I can actually say how much, you know, being able to complete an education is, how important it really is. I mean, there are a few people in the world who have done great things without even a high school degree, but even they will tell you to stay in school and finish it. You know, they may have had circumstances that called them away from school, and they just never got the chance to go back.
I'm back.
Welcome back. You're just in time for us to sign off. So.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, so with that, good night, everyone. We'll see you after E3.
Oh, yeah! Goodbye.
Later, everybody.
Bone saws, ready?
I'm not saying the last part.
Good night.